As Harrisburg hashes out these oil and gas rules, a group of economists and policy wonks is watching. The Multi-State Shale Research Collaborative, which represents budget policy analysis groups in Ohio, West Virginia, and Pennsylvania, recently released two documents that look at the social and economic impacts of natural gas drilling. One rates the states on their drilling policies. The other uses the group's previous research in drilling communities to make recommendations on best practices for local governments. Jan Jarrett is a consultant that works with the collaborative, and I talked with her about their findings by phone. So we're talking about a pair of reports. They are Lessons from the Gas Patch, a local government guide for dealing with drilling, and a report card on shale gas policies in Ohio, Pennsylvania, and West Virginia, which grades these states on their policies related to fracking. So let's talk about the report card first. What are some of the criteria the states are graded on, and who failed or passed?
Well, we looked at several areas: how the states tax the shale industry, whether or not they are effective in making sure that jobs generated by shale drilling stay local, then estimating how many in-state workers actually are getting those jobs. Are the states planning for the boom-bust cycles that are part and parcel of fossil fuel industry? They always have been and they always will be. We looked at whether or not the states are doing anything to track the health impacts, and then how effective states are in allowing local governments to manage the impacts of drilling within their communities.
So who got some good grades and who should probably go back to school?
West Virginia does pretty well when it comes to taxing the industry. And we believe that that is a product of a longstanding tradition. They've always taxed extractive industries, including coal mining and timbering. West Virginia also does okay in planning for the boom and bust cycles. They have set up a future fund into which monies will be deposited to be used to spur all other kinds of economic development. Tracking health impacts, Pennsylvania does okay in that they are gathering complaints that come in to the Department of Health. It's not public, it's not searchable, but at least they're gathering the data. But neither Ohio nor West Virginia are even keeping track of what complaints there are out there. Pennsylvania does fairly well on addressing housing crunches that happen in intensely drilled areas when hordes of workers descend on a place and all of a sudden rents triple. Pennsylvania has a dedicated fund to get more affordable housing in those communities so that people who are priced out of the rental markets and the housing markets have an option where they can live in decent housing. Ohio does a really good job in managing road damage. That is a condition of their permit to drill, so it's very proactive and very forward-looking. Effective local government regulation, none of the states allow municipalities to ban drilling. The state law that oversees drilling preempts the local municipalities in all three states.
It's sort of a mixed bag in that none of the states get straight A's and none of them flunks completely. So is the idea of grading them that the states learn from one another?
Yeah, I think that the states can look at this and see where they are falling short and maybe take the best ideas from each state and implement them. Obviously, the states that are doing well in one or another area haven't killed off the industry by doing something close to a best practice. So we think that it would be a useful thing for policymakers to look at how to minimize the impacts on communities and how to protect communities from the worst impacts of gas drilling.
Well, let's talk about the guide for local governments, Lessons from the Gas Patch, which is the other document that's been released. What can be done around natural gas issues at the local level?
There's just a whole range of things that communities can do. Modernizing the record-keeping capacity of the Recorder of Deeds office is one of the first things that happens in an area that is going to be drilled is that employees or contractors of the gas drillers descend on the county courthouse searching for deeds so that they can buy up leaseholds. And most of them, they were overwhelmed. Making sure that you're planning for the increase in traffic and crime that tends to come along with gas drilling, making sure that your emergency responders are trained in some of the specific hazards that they may encounter around the drilling pads. And we think now is a really good time for communities to look at these recommendations, because right now there's a lull in the gas drilling because the price of gas has been so low. And much of the activity has really subsided, even in the most intensely drilled communities. And so this gives them an opportunity to stand back and figure out what they have learned. And there are communities that have never had drilling yet that will come in line for drilling once the price of gas goes up and once drilling companies start to access the deeper, larger Utica shale.
What about policies around the next wave of shale gas development beyond well pads and drilling, pipelines that are moving the gas around, compressor stations that process the gas? Are local governments prepared for these, and what can they do?
No, and many of them are far away from the actual gas drilling themselves. And those issues are really becoming front and center in many municipalities, particularly in the eastern and southeastern parts of Pennsylvania, where there are lots of pipelines proposed. Along a pipeline, there needs to be built a compressor station. And many municipalities didn't understand that. So their zoning powers may come into play when they're deciding about the location of those compressor stations. The local municipalities can have somewhat of a say in pipeline siting, particularly if residents within their communities make it an issue.
Well, thank you so much for talking with me.
Well, thanks for asking.
Jan Jarrett is with the Multi-State Shale Research Collaborative. We've got their shale policy report card and the guide for local communities around drilling issues at our website, alleghenyfront.org. This is the Allegheny Front. I'm Kara Holsapple.